It is back, the Relay for Life, the big community cancer fundraiser, and we are talking with Carissa Gutierrez, who is here. She is the community development manager for the American Cancer Society. Welcome, Carissa.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you, too. Get up close and personal with your microphone there.
Thank you.
Very good. Now, the Relay for Life is not only a very successful fundraiser for anybody who has been affected by cancer, and that covers almost every human in the world, really. It's also a very unique fundraiser. It's a 24-hour literal relay. We'll describe the event for us.
Yeah, so it is 24 hours. It is a symbolic walk. So people kind of get scared when they hear a relay. Like, I can't run for 24 hours.
I don't know what to do with the baton.
It's a symbolic walk. All are welcome. It's free, open to the public. And we have special ceremonies throughout the event. We honor our survivors at opening ceremony, which is a huge deal.
Yeah,
we love celebrating our survivors.
Touching. Yeah.
And then in the evening, throughout the day, we have different activities. Teams are fundraising. We have live music, a DJ, entertainment. And then at 9 p.m., we have our luminaria ceremony.
Now, this in particular is one of the most striking parts of this event from a visual and emotional standpoint.
Yes, it gets everyone. It's kind of everyone's favorite time. It's once sun has gone down, we light all of these bags that go around the track, and people have decorated bags in honor or in memory of someone. And we have a speaker. Someone normally gives their personal story on either someone that's passed away or just their journey with cancer. And we have a slideshow, which where we honor, different survivors as well and those have passed. So we can just kind of a moment of remembering all those loved ones and making sure that they're still with us.
And Larry, I know you've got a question too.
One of the cool things that I do, that you guys do, is that you honor caregivers. You guys give them a chance to take a lap and get honored for their selfless acts.
Yes, we do. We love our caregivers. That's one thing that survivors couldn't be here without their caregivers, so it's huge. Every event also honors them differently. Normally, we focus on the lap, which is kind of right after the survivors go. Caregivers join their survivors and
Fantastic.
Do that lap with them.
As it should be. I mean, mm-hmm. that's of course, a partnership that makes perfect sense on the track. Talk to us about the new location for Relay for Life in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, this year it is at the Santa Rosa JC on Bailey Field. So we're really excited that it's a great...
That's a big track right there.
It's huge. And our volunteers are really excited. It's a great location for everyone to kind of have access to, close to the freeway off of Mendocino. So they're just really excited to have that partnership with the school.
And I'm assuming even if you don't do the race, you can donate and help that way.
Yes, definitely. Always, we're more than welcome to receive people's donations. You can also come out just for an hour or two. You don't think you have to commit for the full 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's intimidating. But even if it's just for one ceremony or just to check it out and go for a walk.
Yeah, just take a few laps mm-hmm. with some of the folks who are fundraising over there. Maybe make a donation. Let's talk about that. So, because a lot of these and a lot of them are teams mm-hmm. who get together to raise money for Relay for Life. What if at this stage of the game, couple weeks before the event, you and your friends want to be included in this fundraiser? How do you do it?
Yeah, just go to our website. It's www.relayforlife.org/Santa Rosa CA. And you can join a team already, create your own team, or just enter as a single participant. And then you have your own page that's created where you can make it personalized, put a picture of why you're fundraising, and just your personal story. And people can donate directly to you from there. We have an app also. And if you just want to help volunteer or help set up the day of, you can always just contact myself, call the office locally, or email me. So.
It seems to me that cheerleaders would be good, too, for this event.
Yes,
as
we love
people are continuing to go around,
Six, eight. You can make it.
Yes, definitely. All the cheerleaders are welcome, definitely.
Maybe not Larry, but...
Yeah, kind of a weak attempt there, sorry.
That's okay. Practice makes perfect, for sure. Well, it is one of the most successful fundraisers in Sonoma County, and the Relay for Life goes on countrywide, doesn't it?
Yes, all over the country, all over Sonoma County. It's all over, even across in other countries around the world. So it's really grown.
That's very, very impressive. And once again, I've been there many times when the luminaries are lit. And as you said, they're all personalized. And sometimes it's in honor of someone who's been lost to cancer. Often it's in honor of someone who survived it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of them. We don't discriminate. So we want to recognize everyone, and hear their personal stories as well.
Okay, Carissa, again, tell us the website to go to.
Yeah, www.relayforlife.org/Santa Rosa, CA.
And again, that is August 5th and 6th, coming up in just a couple of weeks. And if you are participating from a fundraising standpoint or you want to be a cheerleader, we'll work on Larry's approach for that. If you want to be a cheerleader, you're welcome to participate too. Carissa, thanks so much for being
here
this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate that. That is Carissa Gutierrez. She is the community manager, development manager for the American Cancer Society.